Chapter 4. The Highest Recommendation. Sources E.L., Mrs. S., Katerina E. Inspired by the appearance of the Queen of Wine Vessels, I wrote Carlotta the next morning and received a reply in the afternoon post. She wrote that she found my mysterious story of the 8 cards compelling and my pen forceful, and would contact me with a time and place where we might meet. Progress toward the golden path already. I reported to the superior and my colleagues at customs that I had my hook in a matrimonial catch we would soon celebrate with a heady punch. The 11 o'clock hour could not come soon enough, so I started out early for Greyfriars Alley, planning to pass the time at whist. I knocked at Mrs. Sparrow's, and after some time Katerina cracked open the door.
"Secretaire, Mrs. Sparrow said you would come at 11.
I peered over her shoulder. The hallway was empty and the gaming rooms dark. "Where are the players?"
"You will have to wait."
Katerina showed me to the Seeker's vestibule, a small side chamber near the stairs that led to the upper room. It was lit with a single candle inside a glass-globed sconce, and 3 wooden chairs stood against one wall. I waited nearly an hour, then finally heard footsteps on the stairway. I went to the hall to see who had kept the tables quiet and heard Mrs. Sparrow's voice, full of urgency.
"No, Gustav, this vision was a warning for you."
So it was true. I backed into the waiting room and watched my king from behind the door. My first glimpse of Gustav had been at his coronation, when I was 8 and he was 25, then a youthful hero. As Gustav rode past that lovely May morning, there was a glint of gold against the blue wash of sky, and I caught one of the coins he threw, surely meant for me. In the 2 decades since, Gustav established a glittering court, the Royal Theatre, the Opera.